The views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the SIU Board of Trustees, Southern Illinois University Edwardsville, or WSIE Radio.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry. Be happy.
Welcome to The Secrets of Building Wealth with industry veteran Joe Roos Evans. Joe is the founder and CEO of FRA Trust and Wealth Advisors, a trust representative office of First National Bank, who manages over $4 billion in assets. Joe is a certified trust and financial advisor, a retirement income certified planner, and an accredited estate planner with over 35 years' experience growing, preserving, and protecting wealth for all clients. He is a leading author of multiple books. His most recent is Here's to the Good Life, which can be found on Amazon and at Barnes & Noble. Now, here's Joe Roos Evans.
Good morning, everybody. What a great day it is today. Thanks for coming to listen to us. And I have my sidekick, Mr. Al here, Big Al, for his friends.
Hey, thanks, Joe, for having me. Appreciate everybody out there listening today.
Yeah, we got looks like we got quite a few listeners and getting quite a few phone calls and messages. Hey, we're going to focus this show on retirement planning and the 8 threats to retirement income. And if we got enough time, we're going to tell some saucy secrets of some estate planning disasters of the rich and famous. We all have them, ladies and gentlemen. Sometimes...
You mean the famous ones don't do it right?
Famous ones don't do it right sometimes. You'd be amazed at some of the names we'll bring up. So I hope we get some time to do that because it's kind of funny. We have some funny stories. Even a cat that we want to talk about.
Uh-oh.
So, hey, let's get into retirement planning.
All right, let's go.
And 8 threats to retirement income. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, you think about it, we put money away, but there's two reasons for money being put away. One is savings, and that's where we have quick access to money. So we're saving it for a rainy day, the roof blowing off, the water heater coming up, the condenser in our air conditioning messing up our beautiful weather or the furnace fan going out. And there's investing. Investing is for the future. It's for a future need. It's for our retirement, our golden years. So let's talk about certain types of accounts and what they're for and why they should be for. Because sometimes we do a good thing and we put money away, but we don't have it doing the right things for us.
Hey, when you talk about the savings, Joe, are you going to talk about some different reasons why somebody should have, you know, that emergency fund for saving, but then also, you know, saving for a trip or, you know, something they want to enjoy that money for?
Absolutely.
We're
going
to find out some differences in that?
Yes. And Al, that's a good point you bring up because, you know, before we first saving or putting away, whether saving or investing any money is a good thing. And to start off, paying yourself first is the number one thing. We're going to talk about what to do after you pay yourself first. But paying yourself first, setting aside, and I know it's going to be hard, and this kind of it's kind of funny because once you do it, folks out there that listen to us, once you do it, and I know there's quite a few listen to us because you've called in and sent in questions and stuff that already have wealth, but whether you have it or want to have it, one of the biggest secrets is paying yourself first, setting aside a certain amount, and then we say set aside a minimum of 10%. I can't do that. You'd be amazed how you can do that because most folks that are listening to us of good nature, pay our bills, live within our means, want to make more. You know, if you pay yourself first as the first bill instead of utilities, instead of the house payment, instead of going out to dinner, and have it as a deduction on your checking account going straight into, even if it's going straight into savings accounts, really does work. Because what will happen is over a period of time, you won't realize that it's actual bill. And I personally have been surprised doing that early on in life. I found a $128,000 account one time that I didn't even know I had. And I knew I was saving towards it. I knew I'd been putting money away for years. And through discovery, and I guess I'm telling something on myself, I mean, that was a pretty nice find. It was a blessing to find. So let's first put yourself in front of the bill paying. Try it. Try 10%. And if it hurts too much by the end of the month, then go to 5%.
But is that 10% of like your take home after taxes, before taxes?
It'd be nice to start with 10% of your gross pay.
Gross pay.
We make $4,000, $5,000, $10,000. Some of you might do it in your 401k, whether it's good or bad. You know, set away the max 401k, and then see if you've got money at the end of the month. Because most of us have more month than we have money. It's because a lot of times we have frivolous things, and you know, some of these coffee shops and stuff. Some of us are spending $3-5 a day in a coffee shop. You go to the end of the month, 20 days of that, working days, you're talking about $100 a month, which could be a sizable difference over a period of years. So let's talk about different types of accounts and what they do. And there's different times in life right now, and there's no good or bad as long as we're doing something, but there's better purposes. So let's talk about a savings account. You know, I've seen savings accounts with $250,000 in them, $100,000, depending on your income, even $10,000. Don't let funds sit in a savings account waiting to be robbed by tax and inflation. If you think about it, if you're making, say, 1% on a savings account, which is hard today, and you're in a 28% tax bracket, you minus those taxes because you have to pay tax on an interest every year. So you're really making 72 basis points on that. And if you're doing that for your retirement money, you can use better tools. Protect your retirement money and put it to work using a tool such as assets under management, annuity, any kind of more efficient way of saving money, which can provide you safe long-term growth. Savings accounts accrue low interest and are usually mainly meant for paying bills and rainy day funds.
Now, if I'm using that savings account or even one of those other options, what are some of the restrictions on being able to access that money if I need it for some kind of emergency having some kind of penalty?
That's a good question. And I want to cover that two ways. Sometimes we penalize ourselves for having liquidity. And I'll use that example. Savings accounts are easily liquid. Money market accounts are easily accessible. And, you know, through all these years, 34 years of doing this, people say, well, I need to make sure I have access to that money. Sometimes I take the step as, when's the last time you used that money? And what'd you use it for? And people are actually surprised, I've never used that money. And so what have you done? Well, I've waited a certain period of time and I bought another investment, which is good. And your goals might be that once I get it to $10,000, I'm going to move it over to a different investment. And that's kind of what we're talking about. But sometimes we're creatures of habit and we're procrastinators. And like I said, I've seen savings accounts with 50, 100, 250, sometimes bigger amounts than that, just sitting there, been sitting there for years. And it's give us a peace of mind, which that's what money's really supposed to be about, and security, but it's not working effectively for us. We go through a series of our life that we're working for money, and then all of a sudden there comes a time in our life that money's working for us. And that's called the distribution phase. So savings accounts are good. And the other thing, ladies and gentlemen, that are out there listening to us, you can shop savings accounts. And there's nothing wrong with that. The way the internet works today, you can have your savings account in a bank in Maryland be getting a better return. So if you're going to use savings accounts, just make sure you're using the very best savings accounts. You can find out things. There's companies out there that we invest our money with, name brand companies that have money markets that pay better returns. But also, I was surprised the other day. I was talking to a gentleman running one of the big wealth management firms, and name brand that is called self-investing, and they make their money with 20% of independent investors out there that think they're managing their own money, and I'm going to cover that a little bit. Of all the investment dollars in self-managed accounts, the Ameritrades, the Scottrades, the things like that, that you can manage your own money at low cost, 20% of those assets sit in money markets constantly. And those businesses are actually in the banking business. They're making a lot of money off paying one tenth of a basis point investing that money because they know it just sits there.
So are those people not getting the best returns they could if they're just
absolutely
using that?
Absolutely right. You know, a lot of us, we get in our the idea that we should invest our own money and we think we're doing a good job and we have $100,000, $10,000, but we only have 80% of our money going to work for us. So if you make a 10% return and 80% of your money is going to work for you, you're only really making an 8% return. So that's where professional money management comes in, where you have an investor maximizing the value of your money, a true money manager.
I'm sure a lot of the listeners like me may not know that if they don't have that, you know, individual person specialized working for them and their money.
Correct.
They just think, oh, I've been told my whole life to save and save. And, you know, I remember one thing from my days in the military, they would always tell you, save at least 2 months of salary in savings for some type of emergency, you know, whether it's unemployment or, again, a major repair to a vehicle or, you know, a home expense. But a lot of people would save that, not realizing that they could put it in a different type of account.
And let it work harder.
Right, absolutely.
And that is the number. It's 2 to 3 months of income for an emergency fund. And some people can do 6 months. It's, you know, we can talk about glorious returns and I'm super wealthy and I'm struggling and things. All money is about is having security. You know, we were talking a little bit earlier, you know, the type of work we do. Sometimes we get caught up in work that we really don't like, but, you know, because we think we need to make money. Well, first, if you back up and you say, what does money mean to me? And if it's about peace of mind and security, set that plan in motion. And then for the listeners out there that are still working, does my plan work for me? And then can I do the kind of work that I want to do? Wouldn't it be pleasurable to enjoy what you do? And sometimes when you're caught up, you're saying, I got to have that money. You might not need that kind of money. And then the other thing is net returns. Hey, let's move on a little bit because I want to get to these rich and famous saucy secrets of their estate planning. The other type of investment is called certificate of deposit. And certificate of deposit, they're very popular for safety and security. They receive fixed rates of returns. If you put a beneficiary designation, we've talked about avoiding probate. You can put TOD or POD and beneficiary designations on a CD. They'll bypass probate. Not the best way, but a good way. But the bottom line, if you're going to choose CDs, and that's more for savings with the type of returns we're getting now, at least ladder them. You know, don't put $100,000 in one CD. Start off, put $20,000 in one. Next month, put another $20,000. Next month, another $20,000. And over 5 months. Why would I do that? One, you're getting an aggregation of interest rates, which might be better, might be worse. But the most you're opening them up is that you have liquidity in the money. So if you're using six-month CDs and say, I use the example of 5 months, but say you can do 6 months of CDs at $20,000 or $10,000 or $1,000, whatever it is. Now every month you got non-penalized sixth of your money available to you. So you almost got to have savings account availability with a higher return. Negative about CDs is the interest is always taxable. So you got to figure, you know, and everybody talks about tax brackets, ladies and gentlemen, you know, coming from my base and my family and the studies I've done, you know, making things simple is a lot easier. We can get in all the, what's the state tax? What's the federal tax? What is the net amount? When we get our check, just go look at your check or look at your tax return. I made X amount of dollars, $50,000, $100,000, $200,000, whatever you made. I paid X amount in taxes and I netted this much. Figure that percentage. So if you made $100,000, and overall, you walked away with $80,000. You're in the 20% tax bracket, net. The net. So when you look at your investments that are taxable, when someone says it's 1%, it's really 80 basis points. The next one I want to talk about is a stock portfolio. Not as popular a choice among retirees for risk reasons, but some people enjoy playing the market or have long-standing stock purchases prior to retirement. Just as long as you have someone manage that for you, because you want to enjoy your retirement. The folks that are either close to retirement or in retirement, do you really want to get up and look at, go to the internet or go to the newspaper and find out you lost 20 to 30% of your money while you and your wife are in the coast of California or in Connecticut enjoying a vacation? You know, if you're going to use stock portfolios, have a professional money manager work with you on that. And the other thing is, and this common theme of what I'm talking about is the risk really worth the reward in your retirement?
I remember in previous shows you talking about that shift from the risky, aggressive investments to the more conservative safety approach.
And the balance. And when you look at a balance, it's not all just your stock portfolio. It's a balance between savings, CDs, fixed assets, retirement. How spicy do I want to make it? And can I live with that? Hey, we're going to go to a break now, and we'll finish this up, and we'll get to these rich and famous mistakes that the famous people have made. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you in a little bit.
Support for WSIE is provided by FRA Trust, with the firm's main office located at 805 West U.S. Highway 50 in O'Fallon, Illinois. FRA Trust provides a wide range of financial services, including estate planning, wills, trusts, and retirement planning. Information on these and other services through FRA Trust is available at their website at fratrust.com or by calling 855-270-3255. That number is 855-270-3255. If you call FRA for a consultation and mention you heard this radio broadcast, you will be awarded a 50% discount certificate off estate planning services.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Al, thanks for... we're going to do a second part of our show. I'm going to talk about a couple of topics. We closed with talking about stock portfolios and things. And, sometimes we can say we do it ourselves and watch it. Over 34 years, I've seen very few people long-term succeed at that. I want to use an analogy, and I know nobody does this out there listening to us, but when folks go to a casino and they bet, when they leave the casino, what do they talk about? Their winnings. And what don't they talk about? They're losing.
What they lost. Nobody wants to talk about what they lost.
You know, and the funny part is when I sit back, because I'm a student of people and nature and stuff and habits. You know, someone could say, I won $100. But then you ask, how much did you take with you? And they took $250. Well, they really didn't win. The only time you win in a casino and a stock market is when you come from the table and you put it in your pocket. I made 20%. I lost 20%. You really made nothing. But folks will talk about the gain. I can't share with you enough and how very inexpensive it is to get a professional money manager managing your money. I mean, they're worth their weight in gold. And when you find quality people and you also find what's called a fiduciary that guards your money for you in your best interest, not just someone that's selling you stocks and bonds, they're worth their weight in gold, because you know they have their eye on your needs, your desires, your goals, and they're constantly, that's what they're good at. It's kind of like finding a great mechanic, someone you can trust when you're doing business with a physician, a lawyer, and you feel comfortable you can trust them, it makes life a lot easier.
Joe, I keep hearing in the last couple of months that word fiduciary and there's some change with the Department of Labor. Is there some important aspects of that that affect people's financial planning and working with that specialized individual that's going to manage their money?
A good question, Alan. It is a big deal. June 9th, the Department of Labor ruling came in. And it kind of was, as a trust company, we've always been fiduciaries, and we've always looked out and worked in the fiduciary standard. Even for non-fiduciaries, we held them to the fiduciary standard. A CFP, Certified Financial Planner, a CFTA, a Certified Trust and Certified Financial Trust and Advisor, a CPA, an attorney, a trust officer, they're all fiduciaries. You know, and a lot of folks out here that have certain accounts, you might have been getting calls from your broker and stuff, and they've been talking about a different change of investing and turning you over to fees, and we're not going to do that anymore. That's because now they have to look out for your best interest.
Are all the big name investment companies fiduciaries?
Not all the big name ones. And our listeners out there, when you get a letter or a phone call that, we need to do an update on your account, and we're going to start investing differently, and we're going to take care of you and put you in a managed account. Ladies and gentlemen, what they're really telling you is we weren't looking out for your best interest earlier, and now we have to. That has never happened in an organization I've worked with, because if you're not working out for the client's best interest, what are you really doing? And, You know, the other thing is you want to find a practice that is more holistic, that that looks at all someone's best interests. So being a fiduciary is a very good question to ask somebody. A certified financial planner, CPA, CTFA, certified trust and financial advisor, an attorney, a trust officer, they're all fiduciaries. Hey, I want to talk about something that's going to lead us into a broach into our next show is Roth IRAs. Doing this for as long as I have, Roth IRAs came out a few years ago and some people took advantage of them. What I can tell you is the ones that know today how they could have took advantage of regular IRAs said, I wish I'd done more when I was sooner. You know, the advantage to a Roth IRA, it's magical. All the money in there grows tax-free. For the creator of the Roth IRA, there's no distribution limits. And some of us are sitting there getting ready for retirement. I was working with a couple couples this week about converting their qualified IRA systematically over to a Roth IRA. If you're retired or you already have a built-up 401k or an IRA, there's a structure that you can turn that money systematically over into tax-free money. And it's called bumping the bracket, and we'll cover that on our next show.
The traditional and the Roths, do they both have the same like distribution age requirements?
The Roth, for the creator of the Roth, does not have a distribution requirement like the traditional one. And the advantage of it is it's always tax-free. Now, when it gets inherited, we'll talk about that, about their children and benefits. But ladies and gentlemen and listeners out there, there's an awesome opportunity to convert a taxable traditional IRA, and it might be to your advantage to realize the taxes and move it over into a Roth. And we, like I said a few minutes ago, we call that bumping the bracket. The other thing we're going to share on our next show, too, is what's called a QLAC, which is a new tax code that's amazing. It allows you to postpone tax on at least 25% of your IRA. Hey, I want to talk this show, and I want to get a couple of these in before the time runs out. 8 threats to retirement income. These are things to realize when you're looking at assets, your home, your retirement pension, your investment accounts, your savings accounts. First is market risk. Market risk is, what is the risk I'm taking by investing my assets? In 2008, when the housing bubble burst, you know, if you bought a home, or the folks that bought homes in Florida, Arizona, they realized market risk. The stock market went down virtually overnight, 35-40%. You know, people that had $1 million in retirement account looking forward to retiring now had $550,000. It caused a total shift. That's market risk. And then there's return risk. What is a return worth? If I'm getting a 4% return on a risky investment and I can get a 2% return on a safe investment, is that extra 2% worth that risk? And that's a question by either a professional, or you can evaluate that, is it worth it for me? You know, it's kind of, I laugh because now they got all these high-performance cars, but do we ever drive them to the performance they're valued? You know, 880 horsepower sounds really beautiful in these new Dodges, but when and where are you going to use that? And so
can that professional money manager help you find the right kind of risk and return?
Absolutely. And that's what they do. It's called deviation, and it's monitoring the risk for the return. Can I get 8% with very little risk? What do I need to go to? And the first question you ask is, what do I really need? And that's stepping back and saying, you know, what are my real needs? I had a lady that retired 6 months ago, and she was shocked at the money she saved in retirement. She said, I never thought I could retire. But she didn't have the car expense. She didn't have the clothing expense. She didn't have the food expense anymore. She didn't have the St. Louis tax anymore that she was incurring. Hey, investment taxes. As of right now, there's not a secret, but if you're super successful investing, there's a surtax of 3.2% that's still there. It came with the American, they call it Obamacare, the Health Care Act. But if you're successful, and it could hit you if you sell your home or a vacation home. Inflation rates and risk. You know, what's the inflation going to be? Everyone out there, you know, we look back at our childhood or teenage years of things that we bought. you know, I remember with my dad, 28 cents gas a gallon. And from that point on, we've seen it as high as $4, $4.50 or $4.25. Now it's hovering around $2. But that's inflation. You're buying this. He bought the same gas for 28 cents a gallon that I'm buying today at $2, $2.20, that I was paying $4. That impacts your lifestyle because you got to buy it. A big one and a substantial one is longevity risk. Listeners, no one expected us to live as long as we're doing right now. We wanted it. We've achieved it. We've figured out how to do it. And there's listeners out there today that are going to live to be age 100. And it's real. Most of our retirement plans that we're having upset stomach over, are they going to pay out and stuff? We talk about Social Security. We talk about Illinois retirement plans, Missouri retirement plans, California retirement plans. Majority of them are not funded correctly for a few reasons. One, they didn't estimate people living that long. It used to be when they created Social Security, people lived to be 65 and then they died. They were paying out one, two of the recipients. Now they're paying out a majority of recipients. The other thing is a lot of the retirement plans were figured on people working to help support the retirement plans. Another 10 years, that's going to be reversed. There's going to be more retirees than there's workers. The third factor in there is the disastrous return some of these retirement plans have gotten, especially in 08, 07, the losses they've had. You know, we've all heard about the union pension type accounts that went to not so good investments. The other thing is transaction costs. When I counsel with folks, it is really shocking for them to understand how much they paid to be involved in an investment. A bank, you get 100%. You know, put $100,000 in, I'm going to make 1%, 2%. At the end of the year, you make $102,000. But you look at some of these management accounts. Ladies and gentlemen, look at your statements, and if you see A shares on your mutual funds, you paid to buy that investment. Sometimes up to 5, 6%, 5.75. You could do that exact same investment 95% of the time in an institutional share that costs nothing to buy. What does that mean? That means you made 5.75 immediately overnight that you didn't lose. The other one is, what's another risk? Is true risk is catastrophic illness, and that means disability. Married couple over age 65, there's a 62% chance one of them will become disabled, and the average stay is 3 years. Well, that can really impact your savings, your assets, your security. And, you know, when you think about it, under that, there's a lot of disabled. We get disabled before age 65. Hey, I've been getting the signals for some minutes. I want to talk about some saucy estates that we didn't know about and what some of the mistakes some of the folks made. Joan Rivers, pretty well-known celebrity out there, had some estate planning figured out that she was living in one state, but she wanted another state with more favorable settlement plans, cost estate tax. States have estate tax. Illinois has an estate tax, ladies and gentlemen, lower than the federal estate tax. A lot of us don't know about it. But anyway, on Joan Rivers, she lived in New York, but she wanted California law to govern her estate upon her passing, and she put that in her documents. Little did she know that state tax authorities go to voter records, driver's license records, down to if they really want to get you, they look at where your cell phone's being used at. They can get that from cell phone companies. And what happened on her estate, even though she wanted favorable estate tax to settlement costs to cover it, she got, because where she really lives, she got it the more unfavorable estate tax. You got any over there, Al?
I've got one over here, a couple here that, some interesting ones. One, Sammy Davis Jr., you know, he famous singer with Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin. You know, unfortunately, his estate had, you know, dwindled down, you know, from when he was in his heyday. And, you know, he had been very generous with his will, but he had a very large tax bill on his estate that they weren't able to pay. So I think if he had, you know, worked with someone professionally to, you know, manage his money, that kind of situation could have been avoided.
Dynamite. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, as always, Big Al talk too much. So we're going to have to save these for the other show. We'll spend more time on our next show. We got a dozen. These: Casey Kasem, the Clintons, Philip Seymour, Michael Jackson, FloJo, Marlon Brando, Ted Williams, Leona Hensley, and Jimi Hendrix, Warren Berger. So we'll cover some of those on our next show. Hey, listeners, thanks for being with us. We enjoy you guys, and we enjoy the questions you submit to us. We'll see you next, or we'll talk to you next time. Take care.
You've been listening to The Secrets of Building Wealth with your host, Joe Roos-Evans. The views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the SIU Board of Trustees, Southern Illinois University Edwardsville, or WSIE Radio.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry. Be happy.